Please be advised that Gen X, This Is Why contains adult language. Hi, and welcome to Gen X, This Is Why, the podcast where we re-examine the sometimes bizarre and often scarring media from our shared childhood. My name is Amy, and I was born in 1977.
And I'm her sister Jenny, born in 1974.
Today we're coming at you with a little bonus content because I finally broke Jenny down to the point where she watched Cobra Kai.
To the point where I watched the whole first season at once and was up till like 4:30 in the morning.
So we decided that we're going to have a small conversation about Cobra Kai season one today. And then once we finish season two, we'll have another episode where we discuss what happened there. Full disclosure, I'm not done with season one yet, so Jenny's going to kind of take over halfway through. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Cobra Kai, it's a series that I think it debuted 2 years ago because we're on season two.
Oh, really?
I think it was 2017.
Okay.
2018, season one aired. Originally aired on YouTube Red, which is now YouTube Premium. And in June 2020, Netflix acquired it. And so the third season is going to be on Netflix in 2021.
Oh, that's why. It's because it just came out on Netflix. Okay.
Yeah. So seasons one and two are on Netflix right now. I'll read you the sort of description. We talked about it a little bit on our pod. But basically, Cobra Kai is set 34 years after the original Karate Kid film, re-examining the narrative from Johnny Lawrence's point of view and his decision to reopen the Cobra Kai Karate Dojo, leading to the rekindling of his old rivalry with Daniel LaRusso. And we have both the actors who play Johnny and Danny are back reprising their roles.
And the mother's back.
Oh, I didn't see her yet.
Danny's mother's back. Yeah.
All right. So, for those of you who listen to our regular pod, I think it was on the Karate Kid pod on Blockbusters. I was berating Jenny. No, it wasn't, because that's when I had just discovered what Cobra Kai was and we talked about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then a week or two later, I had actually watched it and I loved it so much. We talked about it, I think, on a Little House episode.
Probably.
And Jenny had said, which is something I don't berate you for because I share this trait with you. I don't like things that are popular.
Well, I mean, it's not.
But you don't like things that I like.
Yes. For me, it's more of something you like than it's popular. Because I trust strangers' judgments more than yours.
But I tend to rail against things that are super popular. And everybody was telling me about this Cobra Kai show.
Oh, people are going crazy about it.
And it has a 94% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is not easy to do.
It had 100 at one point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how good can this be?
Right. It sounds lame. It sounds lame. I have to say, though, I have three things.
Go.
I want to join the Cobra Kais.
That tracks.
Like, it's a badass dojo. Like, some of the training techniques they do, like if I had done those when I took karate, as we discussed on the Karate Kid podcast, I'd be a fucking killer right now. Like, I'd be badass.
Did you lure me into a conversation about your karate?
Maybe.
I do want to say too, for everybody, we are going to be talking spoilers. So if you haven't seen season one, shut it off right now and go listen to one of our Little House podcasts.
But I want to join Cobra Kai. I hate Daniel LaRusso.
We all do.
My favorite part of the whole first season was when someone drew dick on his billboard. I fucking love that.
I hate him so much. And it's okay. So now that I'm reading the description and understanding that this is written from Johnny's point of view, I have two questions. Well, maybe one. Two thoughts, one question. The question is, who was like watching Karate Kid and like, you know, who needs their own story told here? Johnny Lawrence.
This rich white blonde guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's like, you know who I feel is really misunderstood in this film?
I'm sure Johnny Lawrence. I'm sure that conversation was had somewhere. Well, it's interesting because it's it's not necessarily, I mean, not like I'm disagreeing with their description, but like, I don't think it's necessarily a retelling of, I mean, it,
no, it's not at all.
Like Johnny was to blame and was horrible in the Karate Kid. Like that hasn't changed, but he ended up down on his luck 34 years later. And the roles have kind of flipped.
Yes. And my second thought was, is this what happens when we grow up? Like, do we suddenly not side with the bad guy, but like we see people as more nuanced? Like, it was so clear when we saw Karate Kid when we were kids,
right,
that Daniel was the hero.
Are you saying this from the point of view of we have grown up, or you're still waiting to grow up?
I have two kids, bitch. I've grown up. Two kids and a puppy. Like
the way you said
who
that.
Who slept till 11 today? Who slept till 11? I was up at 7 with a goddamn puppy. I've grown up.
Yeah, I slept down. I slept till 11. Because I was up so late watching freaking Cobra Kai.
So I'll just say a couple of my favorite things. We could just go back and forth talking about some of our favorite things. One of my favorite things is in one of the first episodes, somebody's talking about getting bullied, and Daniel goes, I know what it's like to be bullied. I was driven off a cliff on my bike.
They do a lot of like pot shots back at the original. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
It's pretty great.
Johnny is like, he's just unapologetically like a badass Gen Xer. Like, I think there's an interesting view of the relationship between Gen X and Gen Z in this too.
Yep. Yep.
Which is like his students are like Gen Z, and they're all like, you know, like, why are you so angry and crazy? And like, you just have to accept people. And he's like, fuck these guys. Like, they're nerds. Yep. They'd be tough. Like, he seems insane in comparison, you know?
And there's also like this sense that he's almost trolling Miyagi. Like, he's
dead,
like,
and doesn't care.
So one of my favorite parts is when, of the trolling of Mr. Miyagi, is when his one student, Miguel, or as his mother calls him, Miggy.
Okay.
Ugh. Kicks the shit out of a bunch of the bullies. And then Johnny's like, so wait a minute, you took all these great lessons I was giving you and you just like used it to beat the shit out of people? And Miguel's like, yeah. And he's like, you're my favorite student. Like, he congratulates
him. Like, nice job. Here's like, a game.
Anti Miyagi.
That's what you have to do to earn the right to wear a gi in this dojo, is like kick the shit out of four people in your school, like in the middle of the lunchroom. On a fight that goes on for like 10 minutes, this would never happen in school.
Right. I said the same thing as we were watching it. I kept saying, this would have been broken up 15 minutes ago.
They're just like watching it. Everyone's like cheering. It's like, no.
So let's talk about Danny for a minute. I'm going to call him Danny because I feel like he's earned it now.
He's now Danny. He's gross.
He's gross. Yeah, I hate his family.
Annoying. He's just so annoying. He's such like a do-gooder. But they lay that on thick, right? Like the whole, like when you first meet him, he's like, it's his morning routine and they're playing this like ridiculously like happy music. Like his life is perfect. They're drinking the espresso and then they're like driving to work in their BMW and everyone has family, his wife, and everybody works at, he's a car salesman, which I already was just like, of course.
And his whole marketing campaign is based around his famous kick. So, yeah, I mean, they just made him insufferable. I don't hate his daughter.
No, I don't hate his daughter. His kids are fine. I thought I know you don't like the son.
I don't like the son.
He kind of gets funny later, though.
Okay, he's annoying.
There's a little exchange between him and Johnny later. That's kind of funny.
I don't buy...
Because Johnny comes to Daniel's house to kick his ass when Daniel's cousin, is it his cousin? That works with them, the crazy
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blows up Johnny's car.
The red Firebird? Yes. Oh, Johnny's still driving the red Firebird, guys.
He blows up his car.
Oh, my God. I just love him so much. Is Johnny hot?
I think he is a little hot. I thought he might be. Like, he's kind of like down and out, but like, and he's definitely a jerk, but he's kind of hot. I think he aged well. He's very fit. Like, I think he aged well.
He aged way better than Ralph Macchio.
Yes.
Ralph Macchio is 58 and looks,
oh my God,
35.
Okay, yeah, okay? He looks way younger than 58.
So do you buy, like, they make it seem like he's still, like, carrying on the legacy of Miyagi. And I will never forgive him for treating Miyagi like a jerk after Miyagi saved his life. He was, like, a little punk to Miyagi.
I mean, he was a teenager. Whatever.
So now he's, like, giving away bonsai trees to everybody.
I feel like that's a commercialization of Banzai that Miyagi would not be happy with.
No, Miyagi would not be happy with all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other great parts that you want to talk about?
I mean, I just love the training regimen at Cobra Kai. Like, he wants to teach him how to kick. So I thought he was going to do like a Miyagi Danielson thing, like going to the water. Nope, because they go into a swimming pool. He ties the kid's hands together and pushes him in the pool. And he's like, kick, kick. He's like, oh, I probably should ask him if he could swim before I did that.
And then he keeps like pulling him up by the hair and being like, I told you to breathe. And he's shoving him down. It's so great. And Johnny's like, he's totally an alcoholic.
Totally. Yep.
And he's drinking Coors through the whole thing. So I'm guessing they sponsored it. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. It's pretty blatant. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what happened in that first episode. Oh, so what happens to kind of bring Johnny into reopening the dojo is a bunch of kids jump Miguel, and then Johnny beats the shit out of all of them.
Because Miguel is Johnny's neighbor.
Yes.
And he's all like friendly to him, and Johnny's like, fuck off, I live here, so I don't
have to
talk to
people. Oh, he keeps calling him an illegal. Did you get that?
He's so racist and terrible.
He's so racist, yeah. And he's so sexist.
Yes, real bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out that one of the kids that Johnny beat the shit out of is actually Danny LaRusso's daughter's boyfriend.
Because of course.
And he comes over and, oh God, Jenny, the dinner.
How small is LA? Like,
Jenny, the dinner.
The dinner was friggin' delicious.
The dinner was delicious, but was he not insufferable making this dinner?
He was racist through the whole dinner.
Tell people why.
Because he was like, where are your parents from? And this kid is clearly Asian, but he's like, you know, like of Asian descent, right? He's clearly American, like from, you know, and he's like, oh, they're from, and I forget what he said they were from.
Yeah. Encino or something.
Encino, right. I think like he doesn't even know, but like he was trying to say like, what's your ethnicity? Right. Yes. But he was doing that super racist thing where it's like, where are you from? Where are you from?
Yes.
And then like, he just, I don't know. Like, it was just, it was awful and cringy, but the food looked delicious. It
but
was like,
okay, what was the food?
It was
Japanese. It was sushi.
It was sushi. It was Toro. It was sashimi, technically.
Okay. Daniel is flipping out that a 17-year-old kid doesn't want to eat this.
Of course he doesn't. Of course he doesn't. Yeah. That was, yeah.
Make chicken tenders and macaroni cheese or pizza. What are you doing?
I would love Toro sashimi right now, but not at 17. I would be like, gross.
Who makes that? And Daniel's like in his gi making it. Like, it's a whole thing.
I don't think he was in his gi, but okay.
No, I think he was.
No.
It was so ridiculous. And they play up this like, Daniel has this spiritual connection with Miyagi and is so into, but looking at him, you get no, I don't know. He just doesn't strike me as somebody who's devoted his life to karate.
He doesn't. Well, not only karate, but like all of the lessons of Miyagi. I can't believe I'm like saying this.
Which all the lessons of Miyagi, which I laid out in our podcast.
But it's like about balance and like, and there's none of that in Daniel's life. Like, he is a super consumer maniac. Like, he has a giant house. Like, his carbon footprint's probably like through the roof. Like, he sells cars. Like, there's nothing about his life that feels Miyagi-ish.
Jenny, I have a question. Why doesn't he live in Miyagi's house?
I would. Oh my God, that's beautiful.
That was beautiful.
He's got this giant, you know, McMansion. I mean, his house is enormous. Like, it's huge. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I felt like if he had all this balance in his life and he took all these lessons from Miyagi, what happens in season one would never have happened, because he would not fall for it. Like, he would not fall into these, like, revenge traps and stuff around.
So
Johnny,
tell me a little bit about, because I've only seen up through episode 6. What is the culminating thing in the end? Do Johnny
give
and
you three guesses?
Danny fight?
No, but I'll give you three guesses what the end episode is.
You'll give me three guesses.
Yeah,
it's that predictable.
Yeah,
Johnny's dojo fights Daniel's student. Does he have a student?
Yeah.
And where? Is it Johnny's kid?
Yep. Where?
At the All Valley Tournament. Yep. Okay. You got me there.
Yeah.
You got me there.
And there's banners hanging there at the, because it's the 50th anniversary of the tournament. And there's banners hanging with Daniel in the, like a picture of Daniel in the crane kick from the Karate Kid. It's
I love when they have the little fight about the kick was illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like in the Cobra Kaiser and the little black keys, like it goes right back again. And like Miguel turns into this maniac.
Let's remind everyone, last time we saw an All Valley tournament, somebody was coked up screaming, "Get him a body bag, Johnny."
So they end up after that fight in the cafeteria, that when Miguel kicks everyone's ass, because of course everyone filmed it and it went viral. And like the next day, everyone is at the dojo they want to join. All these nerds.
We're gonna kick his ass.
Like, that's it. So now he has like 40 students and he's walking around and he's like yelling stuff. And like when he walks by them, they flinch. And he's like, "Why is everybody flinching?" He's like, "How many people here have been punched in the face?" And like, this is Gen Z. So like almost zero. None of them have been punched in the face. Like, I feel like if that was a room full of Gen Xers back in the day, like everyone would have been punched some, you know, at least once. And they all raise their hand like, "We haven't been punched in the face." He's like, "We're going to take care of that right now. We're going to get rid of this flinching." So yes, this one girl who's awesome.
What is her name?
I forget her name.
I'll look it up while you're telling the story.
He's like, "Get them in line." Because like Miguel and this other girl were his main students. Like they were the only two students for a long time. And so they were like a little more badass. They're like a kanpai, which would be like an assistant to the sensei. And he's like, "Get them in line and punch them in the face." He's like, "You're going to learn what it feels like to be punched in the face. So then you won't be afraid of it." So he gets them in line. And it's really well done because you don't see it happening. You see it from, like, Johnny's in his office. He just goes in his office to have a beer while this is happening. And you just hear it in the background, and it's friggin' hilarious. Like,
her name is Aisha?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. A-I-S-H-A.
They have a nickname for her, though. I can't remember. Like, they call her by the nickname all the time, and I can't remember what.
Oh, okay.
What it is.
She's great.
He has a nickname for everyone in the dojo. And mm-hmm. like the kid with the cleft palate that was fixed with the scar on his face. Mm-hmm. Are you to the part where his transformation happens?
No.
Oh God, it's so good. He totally, you know how Johnny was like, "You got to rewrite the script. You got to flip the script." And like this kid totally takes it to heart and turns into this whole other person. And then he trains them. He takes them to a junkyard. And I'm like, oh, he's going to do like a junkyard training where you're like running through, you know, like one of those CrossFit things. Like I belong to this CrossFit, Brooklyn CrossFit. And we had to do like, we had to hit these giant tires with sledgehammers and stuff. Like it was crazy. So I'm like, oh, he's going to do something like that. Oh no, it turns into a whole other thing. He has like the junkyard dogs chasing them and stuff. One of the kids gets rabies.
Oh my God.
It was so crazy. I was laughing so hard.
I just love him so much.
Because these are like Gen Zers and they're like stunned at every turn of like what's happening. Rightfully so. Like that's the correct reaction.
Yes. And I love the part, like, in another instance where he's trolling Mr. Miyagi, he brings Miguel into the dojo and it's all beat up. Like, he's got to clean it and get it inspected and everything. So, he has Miguel doing all the hard work. And you think he's going to do, like you said, like, you think he's going to do some Miyagi type stuff here with him. So Miguel is literally Windexing the window behind Johnny. He's like, "Is there any way you want me to wipe this window?" And Johnny's like, "I don't give a shit. Just clean it."
But Daniel does that to his student later. Like he has him wax all the cars in the car lot.
Of course. Oh, maybe that's why he owns a car lot, just so he could do that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Kind of hilarious.
Bottom line, guys, you have to watch it.
It's really funny. Great.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And I agree with you. I did love the clash between Gen X and Gen Z.
Well, and the thing about, like, you'll see some boomer characters come back into this. And everything is their fault. Like, even the whole Karate Kid original part was their fault. Like, I'm realizing it was all their fault. And, like, I think the thing about Gen X is, like, even though Johnny's, like, a fucking dick and he's, like, all these things, like, he makes a transformation through the thing. Like, he gets it, right? And he starts to like figure it out. I mean, there's parts of it he never will. Like, he just doesn't get the like include everyone, be nice to people. It's not in his DNA.
Yeah.
But like, he starts to come around on it. Like, he he starts to like really bond with these kids and like, you know, like understand like what they're going through and stuff. And he actually relates to it eventually. And that's when you find out about his past a little more. And that's when some of the boomers come in.
Yeah. Let's talk about the bullying at school for a minute. I was surprised because I'm somebody who's always like, bullying doesn't happen today.
Are you crazy?
Well, I shouldn't say that. I didn't think this type of bullying happened today. So this recently happened with my kids. I had some other kids prank calling them and saying things to them. And I said to Jenny, why are these kids not using the technology at their fingertips to bully? Like, I didn't realize there was still name calling to your face in school.
But like, it's not. It's not. Like, even what happened to your kids was anonymous, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's a point that Johnny actually brings up. He's like, in my day, if you wanted to
tell somebody to their face,
you walked up to them and you bullied them and you dealt with it. Like, not right, but not a good thing. But like, there's this weird, like, anonymous technology. Yeah. Like, people set up fake.
But they're making fun of Aisha in school to her face.
Yeah, they do that too. But like, yeah. There's this whole, like, Miguel was telling him about how people set up fake Facebook accounts,
yeah,
and stuff. And
yeah, Timmy laughed out loud in that part because he's like, you want to tease someone, you went up to their face and did it.
It's just like the way he taught, like, I felt like Gen X is fucked up. Like, we must seem like crazy. Like, it gives you an idea of how Gen Z thinks of us, maybe. Like, they're probably like, what? These guys are nuts. Like, why are they so crazy?
So hold on. In a way, though, is this an accurate portrayal? Because it's his – so how Johnny's reacting to the world is almost an exaggeration. It's more like,
sure,
if they just plopped him into, yes, here and he had, yes, no 25, yes, 30 years
it's
to
– definitely run. An exaggeration. But like, yeah, it what it puts – like, it doesn't necessarily
– like, where have you been for the last 25 years?
It doesn't
years.
Necessarily put like how – like, they don't address like – you know, like, and that's why I say like Gen Xers evolved. You know what I mean? Like, they get it, but it gives that view of like the contrast between the world we grew up in versus, yes, the world Gen Z is growing up in. Like, yes, that contrast is clear in this. And yeah, it's like, wow, like, it's so different. And like, I think it's better than it was. Like, the world we grew up in was tough and harsh and terrible. And like, I think things have gotten somewhat better.
I kind of disagree with that.
Really?
I'm really struggling with my relationship and my kids' relationship with social media.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole thing. Yeah.
I just feel like – I don't want to get into politics. I'm not bringing it in. But I feel like the world has gotten really ugly, and you used to not know how ugly your neighbors were, and now you know.
But, like, you also –
and everybody knows.
But isn't that the way we deal with that? Like, how do – you know what I mean? Like, it's not like there wasn't hatred. There was terrible, horrible hatred.
There was horrible hatred.
But it wasn't – it was hidden. And, like, you don't fix it if it's hidden. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't fix it if it's hidden, but you also didn't have those voices amplified,
yeah,
and
justified.
Validating. They weren't validated.
But you also have the other side of that, too. Like, there's – you know, like, there's through – and, you know, don't get me wrong. I think there's huge problems with social media, but, like, I think – you know, like, there's also the side of it that's the opposite, right? Where it's like, you know, kids who are LGBTQ can find people like them, can find idols. Like, those voices are heard and elevated. You know what I mean? So there's like, you can find communities that are, you know, like, you see both sides of it. Like, there's both
yeah,
the negative.
Yeah, I just feel like the negatives outweigh the positives.
I don't know.
I get this sense sometimes. Like, I feel like our lives were better when our worlds were smaller.
Well, I mean, everyone kind of has that idea, but was it? Like, I disagree with that on an individual level. Like, the more you know about the world and you're exposed to other people and other places and other things and other, you know, like, experiences, the more open-minded and empathetic you become.
I agree with that. But I also think that could be achieved in other ways. It can be achieved through traveling. It could be, yeah, achieved through reading. It could be achieved through education.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be achieved through Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I mean, through Facebook and Twitter helps you see that.
I guess. I'm really struggling with it lately.
I think you have to – I think having those legitimate experiences is more important, but not everybody has that option, right? Like,
I agree. I never did.
So, like, it helps – I don't know if it's going to be – I think we have to adjust to it as a society – and figure out the places where it needs balance, right? Like, I think that this is still new, really. When it started, they could not have imagined where we are now, right? So like, it's like anything, like you just have to figure out how it grows and how you manage that, and how, you know, like us as a society, we have to come up with ways to deal, like our, you know, like our world has changed and how do we deal with that? And that's going to take time. Like, it's just going to take time. And these kids being raised in this world are going to adjust to it differently. You know, like our generation, Gen X is the last generation that was raised without social media. We're the last one.
I know. I just feel like, and to get back to Cobra Kai, I think that was the problem I had, is there was this idea that Johnny has not been on Earth since the last Karate Kid, that he went into a coma and then came out of the coma on this day. And so everything was shocking to him, where I think, you know.
But I don't think that is impossible for somebody of our generation to have, like, just kind of kept doing the same thing, hanging out the same places, like, you know what I mean? Yes. Just like,
because he has a kid, but he's not present in the kid's life.
He wasn't present in the kid's life at all, right? Yeah. And they make that clear, that he did not raise this kid. So, like, he's probably just, like, banging chicks and, like, going to bars.
Drinking Coors.
You know what I mean? Like, and just falling into that, like, pattern and not having a lot of exposure to what's going on.
Real quick,
social media, he makes that clear.
Real quick, one of the highlights. When he goes to the pawn shop to sell his Atari and he calls it a Nintendo.
He doesn't even know. What is that? Well, and the best is he pulls out the gold coins from, like, the Franklin Mint and thinks they're real. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
He's like, how many of these do I have to sell to get $1,200? And the guy's totaling it up. He's like, do you have 60,000 more laying around?
But remember the Franklin, was it the Franklin Institute? Or they would have those commercials all the time.
Then he had was it a swimsuit? The Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition with Elle McPherson on the cover? Yep, and the guy's like, I'm not taking this. It's well loved.
But I mean, this is what's laying around his house. So he was kind of frozen in time, it sounds like.
I guess.
I mean, that can totally happen to people.
It's like Encino Man.
And he's just doing handyman jobs. So it's not like he's like, you know. Like,
is he living in the same apartment complex that Daniel and his mother lived in?
No, because they end up driving. Long story short, Daniel and Johnny are in the same car. They drive by Daniel's old place. And at first I thought it was the same, but it's not. There's so many places that look like that in that area. Like, they kind of have that vibe.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure there.
No, because they go to that place and then they go get drunk in a bar and they're talking about Allie. And they look her up on Facebook. They're in this bar. They go for a drink and they're talking about Allie. And then they look, and Daniel's not drinking. He has club soda. And they look her up on Facebook and they realize, like, she's a doctor, married to the doctor. I'm like, let's look at a picture of him. And he's, like, super hot. And Daniel's like, can I get a dirty martini? So
good. And are they actually looking at, what's her name? What was her name?
Elizabeth. You don't really see a picture of her on Facebook.
All right. So as you guys can tell, we're big fans.
It's hilarious. I'm going to totally, like, I'm taking a sewing machine from Amy's house that was my grandmother's, and I'm going to use it to sew my Cobra Kai symbol on the back of my gi.
Oh, put that on the list. Put it on the list of things that Jenny will not do. I'm adding it to the list of feats. Jenny sews her own gi with the Cobra Kai patch.
I can sew straight lines. I could sew a patch to a gi. That would be easy. Now, if you're talking about, like, hemming something. No.
Oh, no. I talked about making the gi.
Oh, no. I have gis. I have a bunch of gis.
Okay. So you're going to make the patch.
Yeah, I'll make the patch.
You're going to embroider the patch.
No. Who said I was embroidering the patch?
No. I'm just trying to make it more difficult.
Fucking embroidering
the patch. You're going to cross-stitch the patch. And you're going to make Cobra Kai, and you're going to do a little portrait of you and Johnny next to it.
I'm going to join the Cobra Kai's.
I will say, I can't think of one time that you and I agree the same guy is hot. Yet I'm kind of team Johnny.
Like, I definitely hate him.
I definitely hate him too.
He's kind of hot. I don't know. Like, I was torn on that. I was torn on that.
I was like, okay. Daniel's wife, any thoughts there?
She's annoying,
right?
Like, I think she kind of, I think she secretly really liked when they drew the, like, Daniels. Daniel has these big billboards for his, he's like this auto giant guy in the valley, and like, it's super annoying. He has like used car guy commercials and stuff, and he has these giant billboards with his face all over the place, and Johnny like hates them. He's always driving by. Finally, he's pushed to the edge, Johnny, and he goes up and he spray paints a dick going into Daniel's mouth. That's the best. And I think his wife kind of
liked it.
It was a little funny, and definitely the people he worked with thought it was a little funny.
They thought it was really funny. She just, I feel like they didn't really like flesh out her character. Like, there's nothing there.
It gets a little better, and I feel like she's definitely the better parent. Like, she's the more like, it's funny because it sounds like, like, to your point, like, Daniel has been raising these kids and married to this woman. Like, it sounds like they had this, like, you know, like, they're in this center. They're in this decade raising their kids. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were, you know, like, progressive parents. And, like, but as soon as this whole thing happens, and there's a point where he sees the Cobra Kai dojo, and it just sends mm-hmm. him spiraling back.
It sends him spiraling.
And, like, then he becomes this weird, crazy, like, person, and the wife's like, what has happened to you?
Well, the wife's like, I'm paraphrasing, but she says some great line, like, why are you spending so much time trying to get revenge on your high school karate what does she call him?
Nemesis?
Yeah, that's something
our
like
word,
that
our word. That's our
rival
word.
rival maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It, like, was, it's so great.
It sends him backwards 20 years, like, literally.
Yeah, you're right, he retreats.
Yeah, and then he starts acting all, like, paranoid and, like, suspicious and, like, following his daughter around and stuff. And, like, it doesn't sound like that's his normal. Like, he has evolved past that.
But right. He's always happy and shiny and makes Bananarama pancakes in the morning. Oh, God.
Ooh, whose life is this?
Jenny, can I ask you a question? What if you came downstairs as a teenager and Dad was like, hey, Jen, would you like some Bananarama pancakes for school? What would your response be?
I would think that he's going to tell me that someone's dying. Like, what are you going to tell me that's so terrible that it caused you to make pancakes for me?
I feel like, Dad, do you have a brain tumor? What's happening?
Did you have a brain tumor for
breakfast, Dad? Come on.
I could think of a thousand things that would happen before that.
Okay, any closing thoughts?
No, I just think it's great. I'm super psyched about joining the Cobra Kai. It makes me want to go back to a dojo. Like, I might do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Pandemic ends, maybe I'll go back. I don't know about karate, though, because I don't want to do...
I don't even want to hear about it.
I don't want to do kata. I just want to fight. So maybe I'll go take, like, jiu-jitsu again or something.
Just start beating the shit out of people.
I was taking boxing. That was fun.
Yeah. No, not me. I'm a lover, Jenny. I'll be over here reading Lord Byron.
Oh, God. Okay, John.
Don't beat the shit out of people.
It's such a nice way to, not beating the shit out of people, but, like, punching things, like, inanimate objects is just a nice stress release.
Sure. Sure.
Like, imagine having that in your life right now.
Oh, yeah. I could use it. Yep. Yeah, I could use it. That's why maybe I'll get you I got my best friend, a pillow with my face on it.
Like, when you have a punching bag and you just punch it till you can't pick up your hands anymore, that feeling of exhaustion, and, like, it's just such a great, you just, all the stress in your body is gone. Like, it's vaporized.
So maybe that's why Johnny's coming around. He's, like, fighting more and beating the shit out of people. And,
well, you can tell when he kicked the shit out of those teenagers. That's the kind of guy we're talking about. When he you could probably just kind of, like, oh, that felt good.
little bit.
It was teenagers that he was beating them, but there was four. Right. There was four,
and he was very rusty.
Yeah, you could tell. They played that well, because you just don't go back into that kind of shit.
Yeah,
instantly. No. You could tell he was, like, pulling shit. Yeah, and stuff.
Yep, he's great. All right, so thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back. We'll do another one of these little bonus pods after we watch season two, which, knowing my speed, might be 2022.
4 years.
So check out our other pods that we have. We do Little House on the Prairie on the regular. And then we have some specials that we call blockbusters, and we've done a few movies. And Karate Kid, obviously, was our latest. And so if you haven't had time to go back and watch Karate Kid before you watch Cobra Kai, you could just listen to our pod and get all caught up and not have to suffer through what's some really cheesy 80s acting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Johnny's become a better actor.
They've all become better actors.
No, Ralph Macchio.
Then he wasn't Karate Kid?
I feel like he's very one note.
But he was like a half note.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Hi, everyone. Amy here. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. To best support us, please consider subscribing, sharing, and leaving a review on Apple iTunes or anywhere you listen. You can connect with Jenny and me through our Facebook group, The Mimi Bees. You can find information on The Mimi Bees and all other projects by liking us on Facebook or Instagram at Gen X This Is Why. Letter X, spell out the Y. Thanks again. See you soon.